Sunny 101.3.
High school basketball now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
Thank you and good evening, everyone, from Adams, Nebraska, Freeman High School. We have high school basketball for you once again tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds on the road facing the Freeman Falcons. It's a girl-boy doubleheader. Girls varsity game coming up first, followed, of course, by the boys game later on this evening. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast. Very pleased to have seated alongside of me once again the pride of Johnson Brock High School here, Dalton Kniffelmeyer. Dalton, good evening.
Good evening.
What do you think? This girls' game, you've seen both of these teams. In fact, you watched them alongside me on the air here. Your thoughts on this first one?
I think it'll be a pretty good game. I look for it to be pretty evenly matched, and, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
One thing we learned here about this team from Freeman is never count them out. It looked like Auburn had them beat last week, had them down 10 points late in the ball game, and all of a sudden Freeman got hot. They tied it up at the end of regulation and went on to defeat Auburn in overtime. So Johnson County Central, even if things go well for them early, they cannot get comfortable. Freeman has demonstrated that for sure.
Yeah, I would say Freeman definitely asserted that they can come back in the game even when they're down, and I think Johnson County Central, they are a very solid team, and I've heard some people say, you know, we don't really know how good our girls are from just people in Tecumseh, but I look for them to give Freeman a run for their money in this ball game.
Our second half of our doubleheader tonight will feature the boys' varsity contest. That should be a great matchup.
I think that should be
very competitive. Let's step aside and take a two-minute break here. Then we'll come back and look at the starting lineup for this game right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.com.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region, Sunny 101.3.
Coming into the night, the JCC girls come into this game with a record of 5-3. They come off a loss from Auburn on Tuesday, 45-35. The Freeman girls are 5-1. Their only loss on the season is the second, and that was back on December 2nd.
All right, let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the Thunderbirds, Arlie Cabrella. She's a 5'5 senior. Bailey Stirrup, a senior at 5'6. Sonny Rother. Rother is a 5'10 senior. Harley Lubin. Lubin, 6 foot and a sophomore. And Ashley Beefy, a 6 foot, 2 inch sophomore. That's the starting five for Coach Garrett Collin.
Freeman Falcons starters for this game are Broken Beerhusen. She's a 5'6 sophomore. 5'10 sophomore, Alicia Johansson. Ruby Hendera. Hendera is a 5'9 senior. Dakota Hainer, she is a senior at 5'9. And Faith Holland, she is also a senior standing at 5'11.
Not even 6 o'clock and pitch dark outside the windows as we look out there. This, of course, the shortest day of the calendar year out there. First day of winter. Good news is, folks, spring's only about 90 days away.
Days get longer, more light during the day.
Looks like we're getting set for our national anthem here, ready to play as we're counting down the moments till we get ready to tip this off. Again, it's the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds and the Freeman Falcons. We're live from Adams, Nebraska. Randy Gatula, Dalton Kniffelmeyer with you. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Our final broadcast before the holiday break. We'll be back on the 2nd of January at Nebraska City Lourdes with some friends of yours. The Johnson Brock Eagles will be at Lourdes. That'll be on January 2nd. And after that, I think we've got a game on the 5th. Then we move into UDECA's tournament action that second week of January. So lots of stuff coming up for you next month. Right now, we're going to step aside for a one-minute timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red trucks out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Happy holidays, Nemaha County. At Nemaha County Hospital, our team wishes you and your family joy, laughter, and most importantly, good health this holiday season. Take intentional time for good self-care, cherishing your loved ones, and gift yourself the peace of mind that comes from proactive health care. We appreciate your trust in Nemaha County Hospital for your health care needs, and your well-being is truly the greatest gift of all.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the gymnasium here at Freeman High School in Adams, Nebraska. We're having the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system here. We've already met the starters from Johnson County Central, and now introducing the five starters for Freeman. Once again, for the T-Birds, Cabrales, Stirrup, Rother, Lubin, and Beefy. For the Falcons, Beerhusen, Johansson, Indera, Hainer, and Holland. Those will be the starters for the Freeman Falcons. I'm Randy Gatula. We're sitting here ready to get things underway for you. Again, our final broadcast of 2023. We've done a basketful of them already. We're a couple of dozen ball games into the season. We haven't even reached January 1st yet. Again, Johnson County Central coming into this one at 5-3. The Freeman girls at 5-1, and Dalton and I witnessed quite a comeback by these Freeman girls last week when they were hosting the Auburn girls. Looked like Auburn had them beat. Freeman just would not give up.
What were they, down 10 with 2 minutes left?
Yeah, down 10 with about 2 minutes to go. Came back, tied it up, and won it in overtime. All right, jumping it up, Ashley Beathy will jump against Faith Holland for Freeman. Beathy with a height advantage, 6'2 versus 5'11. Here's the tip. It's going to be controlled by Freeman. Freeman with the basketball. Beerhusen down court with the ball to set it up. Works to the left side of the elbow to the top of the key. Gives to Dakota Hainer. Back it comes to Beerhusen. Skip pass across court to the far side. Johansson. She gives into the corner. Dakota Hainer. Hainer feeds up to Johansson once again. She and Hainer play catch with it. Pass tipped away and stolen with the steal. Johnson County back the other direction. Down court with it. Stolen right back with the steal. Dakota Hainer. That was a short-lived possession there for Johnson County Central by Sonny Rother, and likewise the other direction as Falcons throw it away.
That's a great way to start a ball game. Three turnovers in a row?
Yeah, things a little bit sloppy here in the opening 30 seconds. Three turnovers. We've only played half a minute thus far. Now against full-court pressure, Johnson County Central down-court pass. They get it across the timeline. Lubin takes it to the corner on the right side of the basket. Bounce pass comes to Cabrales with it. Harley across court pass to the top of the circle to Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup will set the offense. Looks like a 1-2-2 zone here, perhaps. Opening in a zone defense are the Freeman Falcons. Around the horn, it comes to the near side on the wing to Bailey Stirrup. Across court pass, Rother with a long three that's over the long, misses everything. Goes out of bounds, though, off the fingertips of Freeman. Touch last by Ruby Andera. The basketball will belong to the Thunderbirds. Inbounding the ball on the baseline, Bailey Stirrup stands to the right side of the backboard to toss it in. Stirrup lobs it up to the top of the key, gets it up to Cabrales. Cabrales goes across with it to Harley Lubin. Here's a three from the corner right side, up off no good. Lubin with a rebound, follow shot, put back. It won't go. The ball's tipped around under the basket, and coming out of there with it is Ruby Hindera. Long down court pass. Beerhusen driving lay-in up short off the front of the rim. It sat there, wouldn't go down. Ball tipped away out of bounds. I think it's going to be touched last by Freeman. Johnson County Central is going to have the basketball.
Yeah, they just changed it. 6:40 remaining here in the first, still 0-0.
All right, across court pass to the far side. They lob it over to Sonny Rother. She gets it across the timeline. Finds Arne Carellas with the ball. Now to Lubin in the corner, right side of the basket. Wants to go into Beathy with it in the paint. Can't get it there. They go around the outside perimeter to Bailey Stirrup. Lob pass tried to go into Beathy. Comes right back to her. Now traveling is going to be called on to Sonny Rother. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Falcons. 6:22 to go, first quarter. Still no score in this one. We've made four or five trips up and down the floor.
Oh, we've got about three turnovers.
Not a lot of shots put up yet. On the right wing, they come into forecourt with the ball with Johansson. Lob pass underneath. Layup off the glass, up and off, no good by Johansson. Thought sure she had a bunny under there. Johansson couldn't get it to drop. Lubin comes down court across the timeline to the near side, Bailey Stirrup. Cabrella stands just outside the three-point arc, around the horn outside. Now Rother wanted to go inside. There's Lubin with a long three from the top of the key that doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to Hindera. Down court pass. They come down in a hurry with it on the right side of the lane, working just outside the three-point arc on a casual dribble. Near side, Beerhusen for three. Got it. There's the first basket. Brooklyn Beerhusen, a 5'6 sophomore. Nails a three from out here on the left wing. Full court pressure being applied now by Freeman. They break it to Cabrales into forecourt. Lubin under the basket. Driving layup, couldn't get it. Ball goes out of bounds off of Freeman. Boy, Lubin looked again like she was going to have a sure thing under there.
I think we've had about three or four bunnies missing this game, too.
Can't hit the bunnies tonight. All right, they'll inbound it. Under the basket on the right side, Bailey Stirrup to toss it in. Stirrup. The count is on, gets it into Beathy. Beathy comes to the left side with it. A lot of folks standing in front of us tonight. I haven't ran into that last week when we were here. Inside it goes to Beathy. Turnaround shot up and off the glass. Another point-blank range shot would not go down for her. My goodness, it just won't drop under there for the Thunderbirds. Here's a fast break the other direction. Beathy tips the ball away, stolen. 2-on-1 fast break all the way down, holding it up at the free throw line. That's Stirrup. Stirrup kicks it to Cabrales. Around it comes to Lubin. She dribbles to the baseline right side, collides with Beerhusen. Across court pass, Sonny Rother at the free throw line. Up top, Cabrales. Inside, they go to Beathy with it. Ball tipped away and stolen. Good job defensively under there with the steal. Fast break, Beerhusen. She gets hammered at the baseline before she puts up the shot. The question is, was a foul on the floor or was she shooting? Officials are looking at one another here. Let's see who they're going to put the foul on, I think. Harley?
It's on Riley Cabrera's, her first personal first team for JCC.
At the free throw line, Brooklyn Virhuizen shooting two shots. The first one is on the way up, off the back rim and bounce out. Doesn't go. She'll get a second shot. Clock it down to 4:40 to go here in the first quarter. Our score still just 3-0. Not a lot of offense so far. Shiloh Wallman, 5'6 freshman, into the lineup now for Freeman. Second free throw is up and off, also no good, but the rebound is pulled down by Johnson County Central. Thunderbirds on the dribble in backcourt with the ball. They get it across the timeline. That's Maya Strock, and whistle and timeout is going to be called. 4:30 to go, first period. 3-0 our score. Freeman on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Johnson County Central will have the basketball when play is resumed. 4.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. T-Birds have yet to score. 3-0 our score. Here's a steal. Virhuizen with a steal. Wants to come down court, across court pass, looking for the layup. Ball tipped away out of bounds. Touch last by Johnson County Central. She was trying to find Shiloh Wallman, the freshman, down here on the left side for the lay-in. Wallman couldn't get to it as Johnson County tipped it away. Virhuizen will inbound it on the baseline. Lobs it up top. Gets it up to Pella, who's in the ball game now. Back in traffic, top of the circle. Here's a long three on the way. Rims in and out, and fighting for the rebound underneath. Freeman comes up with it. Faith Holland underneath. A point-blank bunny. Two shots. Three shots. Still can't get it down. And finally, Ashley Beathey comes down with the rebound. Beathey with the outlet pass. Down court it comes to Cabrera's. Back to Beathey to the top of the circle. Bailey Stirrup handling the ball. Stirrup left side to Harley Lubin. In the corner, Strock looking for Beathey. Ball tipped away from Beathey. She touched it last. Three shots by Faith Holland. Can you believe how they just can't get it down?
The bunnies are not falling tonight. I guess the shortest shots are the hardest ones to hit, but all the shots are hard to hit tonight.
Those are normally a 90% shot of the night.
It's only 3-0. We're almost 5 minutes into the game.
Here we go with the ball now. Faith Holland cleared out at the top of the circle, finds Virhuizen. Goes into the corner, trapped down there. Virhuizen, long shot from the right elbow, up off, no good. Here's a battle for the rebound and try for putback. Follow shot again, up, won't go. They had two shots again from point-blank range, couldn't get it down, and the rebound taken away by Harley Cabrera's. Cabrera's finds Harley Lubin with the pass. Lubin, a cross-court pass to Strock on the near side. Strock, one dribble, has the ball taken away from her, stolen by Faith Holland. Holland with the steal. Outlet pass, Virhuizen. Virhuizen's going to set it up. A cross-court pass to the near side. That's Wallman, the freshman. Now dribbling to the baseline is Ruby Hindera. She's in traffic. Can't get there. Virhuizen for three. Got it. Brooklyn Virhuizen has all 6 points that have been scored in this ballgame on a pair of threes. It's 6-0, and we've played more than 5 minutes. Beathey gets the pass down court, gets it back at the timeline, across to Harley Lubin, almost has it taken away, finds Cabrera's. Cabrera across court, back up to the top of the circle. Ava Klein in the ballgame now. Klein holding the basketball. Stands on the left elbow. Now Klein, one dribble, across court skip pass. Cabrera's on the right side. Again, it goes back to Klein. Klein around the corner, down to Strock on the baseline left side in the corner. She can't get to the basket. Now Beathey in the paint. Cabrera's. Lubin for three. Right elbow. Bank shot off the glass. Hits the rim. Doesn't go. Rebound. Ruby Hindera. Hindera outlet pass. Virhuizen. 2:09 to go in the first quarter. Left side. Long two is up and off. No good. Ball knocked away. Grabbed up by Beathey. Beathey up to Cabrera's. Across court pass. Gives it to Harley Lubin. Lubin brings the ball down court. The big girl handling the ball handling duties. Here's a long three from the left side. Ava Klein is up and off. No good. Rebound. Strock. Follow shot. A point blank shot. It won't go. The ball just will not go in the hole.
Oh, Lord. This is, yeah.
It's almost becoming comical on both ends here. Aside from the 2 3-pointers that were put up at Brooke and Virhuizen, neither one of these teams has been able to hit a thing.
I don't know what is on these rims, but
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll take the lids off of them here in the second quarter.
I hope so.
With the ball Freeman across court to the near side. Shiloh Wallman on the dribble. Comes to Faith Holland. Holland lob pass into traffic. Ball taken away in there by Ashley Beathy. You're not going to be able to do that. You try that all night, Beathy will take that away from you. Lubin gets it down court. She's trapped and double-teamed near the mid-court line. In trouble. No timeout call there to save it. Held ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Tri-County.
I kind of thought a foul was going to get called there, but they didn't call it anything. We've only had one foul called in this game, too.
Held ball call. Possession arrow favors Johnson County Central. Looks like Beathy's going to take a breather now. Back into the ballgame, Sonny Rothers back on the floor for Johnson County Central. 1:10 to play in the first quarter. 6-0 our score. Freeman with the lead in a very low-scoring contest with just scores of shots under the basket that wouldn't fall. Here's Lubin for three. Off the rim, doesn't go. And the rebound taken away by Dakota Hayner. Hayner with a long down-court pass under the basket. No chance of going up with the shot. Almost tied up. They come back up to Hayner. Now a three from the right side. It's off and no good. Down to 48 seconds to go. Driving layup. Baseline shot is up. It won't go. Still fighting for the rebound.
Oh,
and now finally taken it away is Strock under there.
After all that, we get a jump ball call.
Six shots on this possession. Six shots put up by Freeman. It's no better at the other end. Thunderbirds haven't scored at all. Freeman just had six opportunities on this possession. Not able to get it. Here's a driving lay-in up. Off, no good. Won't fall. A battle for the rebounds. Strock comes down with it. She's holding an elbow here. Let's see what
somebody swung and a foul got called.
Yeah, whistle and a foul.
It's on Sonny Rother, her first personal second team for the Thunderbirds.
Maybe we can get some points on the board here from the free throw line. No, we're not shooting.
We're going in. They weren't shooting.
Not shooting. So it's going to be on the baseline, played in under their own basket for the Freeman Falcons. They lob it in the paint, driving lay-in up, won't go, right into the basket again. Another short shot that wouldn't fall. Rebound to the T-Birds. A steal the other direction, not good basketball. Dakota Hayner.
Oh, my gosh.
Beats it up here now to Jordan Pella. Jordan Pella across court to the far side. Savannah Mahler with the basketball. Mahler comes to Johansson, back to the top of the circle. Backing out with it now is Savannah Mahler. Hands off to Dakota Hayner with 11 seconds to go. They're going to play for one shot here. Johansson into the corner, driving baseline. A little floater up, hits the side of the backboard, doesn't go. Rebound Johnson County Central. They're trying to tie the girl up. There's a buzzer after one quarter. Freeman leads it 6-0. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, kind of an exercise in futility here as far as the offense went in that first quarter. Johnson County Central not able to put any points on the board. Freeman had a pair of trays put up by Brooke and Beerhusen. We're 6-0 moving into the second period. Johnson County Central will have the basketball to get started. There's a long down court pass and yet another turnover over the head of Harley Lubin. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from 5 additional locations in northeast Kansas. All right, here comes Dakota Hayner to set the offense. Up to Brooklyn Beerhusen. Free throw line. Beerhusen shot up and off. No good. Harley Lubin with the rebound. Lubin trying to come up court on the dribble. Gives it off to Sonny Rother. Now Rother will work it into a double team. Gets across the timeline. She's tripped up and falls out of bounds. It'll be a whistle and a foul called on Freeman as Rother is knocked off her feet here.
That foul is on Alicia Johansson, her first personal foul, first team for Freeman.
All right, first team foul of the quarter. JCC with the ball. Across court, another bad pass. Cabrales was trying to put it down to Harley Lubin. Faith Holland came over and tipped it out of bounds. The passing has been less than stellar here on both teams. Lots of turnovers in this one. All right, JCC's basketball. Ava Klein in the ball game. Klein inbounds the pass. They go into Strock. Strock moves, drives for a driving layup. A whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Maya Strock at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. Who's it on?
It is on Faith Holland, her first personal second team for the Falcons.
At the free throw line, Maya Strock, a 5'8 senior, shooting two shots. Chance to get the T-Birds in the scorebook. Nope. Rimmed it off. Couldn't get it down. She'll get another attempt. 7:20 to go here in the first half. Back into the lineup now comes Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup checks in, replacing Ava Klein for the Thunderbirds of Johnson County Central. Maya Strock ready for her second free throw. It's on the way. Nope. Short off the front of the rim. Doesn't go. Rebound down to Freeman. Beerhusen will push it down court in a hurry. Into the corner right side. Finds Johansson with it. She's trapped down there. Dribbles out of the trap. Up to Hayner. Around the horn left key. Again, Dakota Hayner handles the ball. Baseline right side into Faith Holland. Holland, bounce pass. Oh, nice feed from Holland. She got the ball over to Dakota Hayner, and Hayner lays it in for her first 2 points. It's 8-0 Freeman. Johnson County Central battling this pressure. Cabrella dribbles all the way to the corner on the right side of the basket. A cross-court pass. Lubin, open look from the right side. Short off the front of the rim. Lubin chases down her own rebound. It goes out of bounds, but I think Freeman tipped it last down there, so Johnson County Central will maintain possession of the basketball.
6:43 remaining in the first half, 8-0 your score, Falcons over Thunderbirds.
All right, inbounding the ball for the Thunderbirds. They get it into Sonny Rother. Rother now looks at a man-to-man defense. They've switched out of that zone they opened with. They've gone to a man-to-man here. Rother works all the way to the right side of the lane. Oh, the ball goes off her foot out of bounds. A turnover once again, and it'll give the ball back over.
Are we pushing 10 turnovers with a combined both teams?
Probably.
At least.
Yeah, probably. It hasn't been good for either team. I mean, the score's 8-0.
Yeah.
Freeman's got to be feeling a little better.
And we're in the second quarter.
Yeah, both teams are struggling here. All right, here comes Freeman on the attack offensively. Oh, that was nearly a walk. Yes, it was. Traveling with the ball. Ruby Hendera got her feet tangled up with the defender, in all fairness.
Yeah, I got pinched between two defenders there.
6:17 to go, first half, 8-0. Freeman on top, low-scoring contest. Down court to Harley Lubin into forecourt. Lubin is double-teamed, a cross-court pass. Ball is loose, stolen once again. Dakota Hayner with the steal. Two-on-one fast break. Hayner all the way for the layup, doesn't get it, but she will be fouled. Dakota Hayner will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
The foul is on Sonny Rother, her second personal first team for Johnson County Central.
So at the free throw line, Dakota Hayner. The teams combined are 0-4 from the line. They've both gone 0-2 so far. Here Dakota Hayner shooting two. First one is up and good. The senior, Hayner, has 3 points now. Pushes the lead 9-0. Freeman on top. Back into the contest is Jordan Pella. Pella, 5'9 junior, back on the floor. Dakota Hayner, second free throw is up. It's good also. She hit them both. She's got 4 points, and it's a double-digit 10-0 lead. Freeman on top. Not able to find the scoring column yet are the T-Birds. Barely across the timeline is Lubin when she gets the pass. Tries to feed it to Beethy. Yet another turnover. Long down court pass, fast break. Here comes Beerhusen for a layup. Got it. Brooklyn Beerhusen has 8 points, and it's a 12-0 score here with 5:40 to play in the first half. They get it in the forecourt to Beethy. Beethy gives off to Bailey Stirrup around the horn into the corner, trying to move in as Strock goes for a driving layup, can't get it, whistle and a foul. Maya Strock will be right back at the line. She's 0-2 from the line so far tonight. Here she'll be shooting two more shots.
Foul is on Ruby Hendera, her first personal third team for Freeman.
So at the free throw line, Maya Strock shooting two shots. The 5'8 senior takes aim. The first shot is up, rims in and out of there. Just will not go in the hole. I'm convinced that there has to be a lid on the basket. Maybe we can get maintenance to get a step ladder and remove that for us here. I don't know. Just will not go in the hole. Strock clock. Second free throw is up, and it is off no good. Sat there on the rim for a moment. It teased us like it wanted to go in. 12 to nothing, your score. Here comes Freeman on a fast break. Ball is tipped around and loose, and coming out of there with it is Harley Lubin. Lubin comes up with the basketball. Long down court pass to Bellis. Tipped out of bounds by Faith Holland. Holland came over there and deflected that pass. I'll tell you, this pressuring defense by Freeman is causing Johnson County Central all kinds of issues.
They're getting some good looks, but they aren't making any shots at all. I mean,
back into the lineup, Maya Strzok back onto the... let me check that. No, Maya Strzok leaves the lineup. Ava Klein checks back in. That's what we're doing. Klein comes in, Strzok leaves. Harley Lubin tied up near midcourt. And then a whistle.
Jump ball.
Okay, held ball is called, so the basketball possession arrow favors Freeman. 5:11 to go, first half, 12 to nothing. Freeman with the lead. Inbound pass, Brooklyn Bierhuizen. Bierhuizen across the far side. Savannah Muller. Skip pass back to Bierhuizen on the far side, down in the corner, right side of the basket. Now Faith Holland has it at the free throw line. Holland at the top of the circle, stands between the rings, goes around to Bierhuizen. Nice job by Harley Lubin to tip that basketball and get the steal. Ball handling hasn't been real stellar for Freeman either. They've had their share of turnovers. Now Lubin is in trouble. She's triple-teamed over there, got rid of the basketball. Now in trouble near midcourt. A jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow this time favors Johnson County Central. Bailey Stirrup got tied up out near midcourt. JCC will have the basketball. Clock shows 4:37 to play here in the first half. Johnson County Central still scoreless in this one. 12 to nothing our score. And we have played nearly 12 minutes of basketball. All right, JCC with the ball. Thunderbirds, Cabrales to the right side, and yet another turnover goes off the fingertips of Ava Klein here on the near sideline out of bounds. Dropping back into defense are the Thunderbirds as Brooklyn Bierhuizen brings the basketball up court to set up her offense. She goes to the left wing with it. Near side, Ruby Hendera. They feed it in the paint. Bierhuizen tries for the lay-in. No whistle. Good job defensively with the block shot. Cabrella dribbles around defenders. Has the ball knocked away. It goes out of bounds. I think we're going to get a foul called here. Or perhaps just the ball tipped out. Yeah, no foul. I guess the ball just tipped away by Freeman.
They called foul.
Did they?
Yeah, it's on Jordan Pella. Her first personal, fourth team. For
I never
Freeman.
See him signal the bench. Okay.
I just see four fouls up there, and I only have three on the score sheet.
There we go. Cabrales gets the inbound pass across court. Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup comes over to Ava Klein. Klein was looking inside for Beathy, and another bad pass. Turnover. The ball goes out of bounds. With 4:08 to go, we played almost 12 minutes of basketball. Our score 12 to nothing. Freeman with the lead here. And the Falcons have the basketball. As they come down and set it up, like a zone defensive set now for Johnson County Central, setting back in a 2-3 zone, beat the end under the basket on the baseline. Top of the circle, handling it is Dakota Hainer. Across court to the far side, Taryn Lang in the ball game now. A lot of ball players seeing the floor here for Freeman, and now traveling is going to be called. Tara Lang, 5'6 freshman over there, moved that pivot foot, and that'll give the ball back to Johnson County Central. Thunderbirds still looking for their first points here. Harley Lubin dribbles through the defender and a whistle and a foul at midcourt. That should be the 15 foul.
Yeah.
We should have Lubin at the line shooting here.
That is on Jordan Pella, her second personal 15. So
now Harley Lubin has a chance to try and get the Thunderbirds on the board here. Lubin, 6'10", 6'foot sophomore. Free throw is on the way. Got it. Harley Lubin gets the first point at the 3:46 mark of the second quarter, and Johnson County Central is on the board at 12-1. Let's see if Harley can get the second shot here. The sophomore bends the knees, takes a look at the basket, launches the shot. It's up and got it. She hit them both. All right, 12-2 your score, a 10-point lead for Freeman. Bierhuizen in the corner on the right side comes to the top of the key. Up to Dakota Hainer. Hainer to the left elbow. That's Ruby Hendera with a jump shot. Couldn't get it, but she's going to be fouled. And we'll put Ruby Hendera at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Foul is on Ashley Beathy, her first personal second team for Johnson County Central.
Hendera's first free throw is up. Rims it off. Wouldn't go for it. Ruby Hendera will have a second attempt coming. She's a senior, 5'9". Second free throw for Indira is up. This one is good. She got that one to fall right down the middle. Makes it 13-2. The lead is 11. Lubin down court. Ran right past the defender. She's going to take it coast to coast for the layup. Can't get it. Beatty follow shot. Can't get it. And there again, Lubin with a shot under the basket. Beatty with a shot under the basket. Neither one would drop. Down court is Hayner with the ball. She's on the left wing. She thought about taking a three. Now penetrates into the paint. Little floater by Hayner up and good.
I think Beatty tipped that one, too.
Dakota Hayner got the roll, got it to drop for, and it's 15-2. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Cabrales gets it across the timeline. Beatty, Ashley Beatty, goes in for the driving layup. Oh, got it. The first field goal comes with 2:51 to go here in the first half. There's a shot by Verhuizen for three. Got it. That's her third one of the night. Brooklyn Verhuizen now in double figures. She has 11 points, and it's 18-4. Down court comes Lubin. She travels with the basketball. Couldn't get the dribble down. Checking back into the game is Maya Strock. Strock will come in and replace Ashley Beatty, who will take a breather with 2:34 to go here in the first half. 18-4, Freeman. In a dominating performance thus far, as Thunderbird just not able to find any offense here. Can't get the ball in the hole, even at point blank range. Dakota Hayner on the dribble to set it up. Looks at that 2-3 zone once again from Johnson County Central. Hayner kicks it out to the right side. There's a long three that's up by Hindera. Doesn't go. Faith Holland with the rebound. Holland on the floor, grabbing after the basketball. Held ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Freeman. Falcons will have the basketball with 2:14 to go here in the first half. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Dalton Knippelmeyer alongside. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. 2:14 to play here in the first half, 18-4 the score. This is the first half of a doubleheader boys varsity game coming up after this. Dakota Hayner around to the left side finds Johansson. Long three, Johansson in and out. Chasing down the rebound is Verhuizen. Brooklyn Verhuizen, jump shot, she can't get it. Rebound brought down again by the Thunderbirds into forecourt is Harley Lubin. Lubin. Ava Klein gets the ball. Back to Klein it comes. She'll launch a long three off the glass. No. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back Bailey Syrup. It won't go. And the rebound comes down to Alicia Johansson. Outlet pass from Johansson. Gets the ball down court to Hayner. Dakota Hayner down to Verhuizen in the corner once again. Up to the top of the key between the rings is Hayner. A minute and a half to play here. 90 seconds to go in the first half. It's 18-4. Freeman on top. Verhuizen. Now a timeout's going to be taken with a minute 23 to play in the first half. 18-4, Freeman on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Get a gift that will last a lifetime. Classes at Heller Martial Arts teach self-defense, build confidence, boost self-esteem, and much more. Classes available for the whole family. Keep your child active during winter break with our winter camps. Sunday, December 17th, Wednesday the 27th, and Friday the 29th. These camps will teach the Taekwondo basics with games and activities. Contact to sign up, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Minute 23 to go here. Gentlemen, thank you. 1:20 on the clock. Here's a shot from the corner, blocked away nicely. Getting in there was Ashley Beatty. They was going to launch a three from the corner on the baseline left side. Beatty went high in the air and swatted it back at him. Dollar 1:19 to go here now. Top of the key, Faith Holland, free throw line, set shot. Nope, it won't go. And the rebound goes all the way out to Ruby Hindera on the right elbow. They reset the offense. Faith Holland thought about launching that one again. Instead goes to Brooklyn Verhuizen. She'll come with a left-handed dribble to the near side to Hindera. 1 minute to play here now. Faith Holland feeds into the corner. Good job down there by Lubin to take away the drive. Here's a three on the way. Top of the key, short off the front of the rim. Verhuizen. Rebound kicks it right back out to Verhuizen. In the corner on the right side with it is Dakota Hayner. Now Holland in the paint. Verhuizen had to go between her legs. Has to pick the basketball up. Dakota Hayner, right wing. She and Verhuizen just continue to play catch with it. Now to Hendera on the near side on the elbow. Down to 32 seconds to go. Holland in the paint. There's a long three that's up and good. Hitting the three from the far side is Dakota Hayner. Hayner now has 9 points in the ballgame, and it's 21-4 with 21 seconds to go. There's another steal. The other direction comes Dakota Hayner. Driving layup. Going to be blocked. Whistle and a foul. Going to be on Cabrera's, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is. It's on Aureli Cabrera's, her second personal 13 for Johns County Central.
I don't think that, is it a shooting foul?
No, it's blocking.
They'll play it in on the baseline. Brooklyn Verhuizen will toss it in. 14.9 seconds to play here in the first half. 21-4 our score. Verhuizen to inbound it under her own basket on the baseline. Verhuizen has Lubin in her face, gets it into Hendera, tipped away, and the loose basketball is grabbed up, stolen away by Maya Strock. Strock, outlet pass, gets it down to Bailey Stirrup, across court. There's a long three from the left side off the rim, no, tipped away. Touched by Faith Holland with 2.6 seconds to go. Johnson County Central will play it in under their own basket. Stay tuned for our halftime show. We'll have a complete rundown of the first half numbers. Johnson County lobs it in. Here's a shot by Lubin. And here comes the buzzer. At the half, the Freeman Falcons are leading. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds are score Freeman 21, Johnson County Central 4. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout and be back with our halftime numbers after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Here at Frontier Bank, providing commercial loans to community merchants is one of our primary purposes as a community bank. Throughout the years, we've helped many local businesses get started. We offer a wide range of business loan products to support your needs. Frontier Bank's goal is to help your business in every way we can. What's good for your business is good for ours. Come see us for all your business banking needs.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Ho, 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 it's Christmas time. Come on in to Ace Hardware, Farm and City Supply in Falls City for our Rapid and Red Christmas sales event. We got great deals on home decor for all your exterior illumination, bird feed, bird seed, bird feeders. All our grills are still on sale, and our Milwaukee tool sales are red hot, along with some DeWalt buys. Come on in. We got a lot of gifts in that $10 and $20 range on special. Come in and check us out and have a Merry Christmas.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sist, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Tonight's halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now here's Randy with a look at the first half numbers.
Halftime score, Freeman up 21-4 here in the girls' varsity contest. For the Freeman Falcons, they're led at halftime by Brooklyn Verhuizen. She has 11 points. Dakota Hayner right behind with 9, and Ruby Hendera made 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for a single point for Freeman's total of 21. From the charity stipe, Freeman hit 3 out of 6 from the line. Johnson County Central, not a lot to talk about. Harley Lubin made a pair of free throws for 2 points, and Ashley Beathy made a layup for 2 points. And that's all there is to report. 4 points on the board for Johnson County Central. They went 2 out of 6 from the free throw line. And Johnson County Central did not score their first point until a free throw was made with 3:46 to play in the second quarter. They didn't get their first field goal until the 2:51 mark of the second period. So we played what, about 15 minutes or about 13 minutes of scoreless basketball there for Johnson County Central. At the half, 21-4, your halftime score, the Freeman Falcons on top.
Our halftime show this evening has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
All right, we're going to take a two-minute break here. Then we're going to update you with the latest weather forecast. Kurt Kilman is standing by back of the Sunny Studios. He'll follow that weather forecast with another 2 minutes of very important sponsor information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action here from Adams. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jim's Country Meat has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold in equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Look for mainly cloudy skies tonight with scattered showers and areas of fog as well. A low of 49 degrees and light south winds. Friday, cloudy with showers and areas of fog, and a high of 57 with light southerly winds. Friday night, cloudy with a low temperature of 40 degrees and southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Saturday, cloudy with a high around 58 and gusty south winds. Saturday night, cloudy with showers and a low temperature near 50. Sunday, rain likely and a few rumbles of thunder with a high temperature of 57 and south winds at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Monday, Christmas Day, showers with a high of 47 degrees and northwest winds at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Tuesday, chance of showers with a high near 40. Wednesday, showers possible once again with a high temperature of 42 degrees. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and Mobile Banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back inside Freeman High School here at Adams, Nebraska. It's halftime. The Freeman Falcons leading the ladies of Johnson County Central 21-4, our halftime score.
Yeah, high school basketball returned to Sunny 101.3 after the holidays on January 2nd when the Johnson Rock Eagles traveled to Nebraska City to face the Lord's Knights in a girl-boy doubleheader. Then on January 5th, we'll travel to Diller Odell with the Sacred Heart Irish for both the girls' and boys' games. The Sacred Heart Irish boys will be playing in the Steve Burton Classic at St. Joe LeBlanc High School the first week of January, and we'll have them on Sunny 101.3 with Cody Schwong on the call. And then, of course, the Mudecas Tournament is coming up January 8th through the 13th, and we'll have select games coming your way on both Sunny 101.3 and KTNC live from that massive tournament in Beatrice.
Yep, that's quite an outing. I think we're something like 87th or 88th annual.
Yeah.
I've only worked the last 50 of them. But
all right, a fresh 8 minutes is on the clock, 21-4. The Lady Thunderbirds trail. We move to third quarter action, and here to describe it for you is Dalton Knippelmeyer.
Start of the third quarter here in Adams, Nebraska, Thunderbirds trail, the Falcons 21-4. Thunderbirds start possession of the ball. Cabrillas has it up top, tries to go around the side. Foul will be called on the Falcons.
Dakota Hainer tagged for the personal on Dakota, her first team foul, number one of the quarter.
Stirrup throws it in for Johnson County Central. Cabrillas controls it at the top. Lubin on the left side. Skip past the Stirrup, now on the right side. Lob inside to Beatty. Beatty, turn around, kick out to Sunny Rother. Rother for three, she'll connect. Sunny Rother with her first field goal of the ball game, first three-pointer of the ball game for the Thunderbirds. Cuts the deficit to 14 for Johns County Central. 7.5 remaining in the third quarter, 21-7 your score. Falcons have the ball back, Hainer on the right side. Thunderbird set back in a 1-2-2 zone. Holland with the jumper at the free throw line. Off the iron, no good. Tipped out of bounds. Possession will go back with the Falcons.
This East basket just was not kind to Johnson County.
No, not at all. Falcons with possession of the ball. Amir Houston inbounding it for them. She lobs it up to Hainer. Hainer thought about the three. Now lobs it inside to Holland. Holland gets it. Shot up, no good off the glass. Gets her own rebound. Tie up underneath. Now Hendera has it. Excuse me, that was Johansson.
Something about that basket.
There's something about it. Thunderbirds come down with the rebound. Cabrillas the other way for them. Rother in the right corner. Dumb down inside to BD. Foul is going to be called on the Falcons.
And that foul is going to be charged to Faith Holland on Faith, her second personal. Team foul number two of the quarter.
Stirrup lobs it in to Beatty up top for the Thunderbirds. Lubin for three, off the iron, no good. Beatty with the offensive rebound, her putback no good. Rother almost had it, tipped out of bounds, saved by Rother. Beerhusen coming the other way for the Falcons. Cut off now by Stirrup, poked away by Rother. Now Stirrup has it going the other way for the Thunderbirds. She gets cut off by Beerhusen. Now Rother looks at drive inside. She'll go up, all the way up for the layup. No good. Foul will be called. Sunny Rother going to the charity stripe for her first free throws of the ballgame.
I think it's going to once again go on Faith Holland. Two quick ones there on Faith. That's her third personal. Team foul number three.
Rother's first free throw on the way is good for Sunny Rother. She connects with her first free throw of the ball game. And Reagan Rennie will check in for Faith Holland if she has three fouls. 6:36 remaining in the third quarter. Rother second free throw up, also good for Sonny Rother. Cuts the lead to 21-9. 6.5 remaining in the third. Travel called on the Falcons. Ball will go the other way, back to the Thunderbirds. They've already scored more points in this quarter than what they did the whole first half, and it's only been a minute and a half.
They're on the other end this time.
Yeah. Thunderbirds have it going back the other way. Cabrera's with it, guarded by Hayner. So he'll come around the left side. Falcons switch on it. Now Cabrera's driving to the left. She gets trapped off. BD gets the ball back. Rother in the left corner. Looks for somewhere to go. Lobbed inside to BT. Knocked away by the Falcons. Rother gets back, gets it back. Now stir up top. Cabrera's on the right side. Looks to go inside to BT. She does. BT kicks out to Rother. Sonny Rother will try for three again. Off the iron. No good. Rebound pulled down by Verhuizen. She'll bring the ball across the timeline for the Falcons. Verhuizen guarded by Stirrup now. Now to the left side. There's Hayner. Back to Verhuizen on the right side. Looking to get inside to Rennie. Not there. Now Hayner up top. On the left side is Indera. Now on the right side, Verhuizen. Here's Indera driving left. And foul is going to be called on Sonny Rother.
Sonny Rother called for the personal. That is her third personal. Team foul number one of the quarter on the Thunderbirds.
5:37 remaining in the third quarter. 21-9 your score. Falcons lead the Thunderbirds. Verhuizen throw it in for the Falcons.
Timeout taken on the floor to save the possession, the five count. 5:37 to go third quarter. 21-9. Freeman on top. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny, 101.3.
Back out of the timeout, 5:37 remaining in the third quarter. Freeman Falcons 21, Johns County Central Thunderbirds 9. Falcons get it in, Hayner with a shot, no good. Offensive rebound by the Falcons. Another shot up, good. Third attempt is up and good from Verhuizen. Foul is also called, and Verhuizen will go to the line to try and convert on the three-point play.
That foul's on Harley Cabrera's on Cabrera's. That is her third personal, team foul number two on the Thunderbirds.
Subs in here in the game.
Verhuizen 0-for-2 from the line so far tonight, has 13 points.
That one is good from Brooklyn Verhuizen, her first made free throw of the game. She connects on the three-point play for the Falcons. Thunderbirds come back the other way. Rother on the left side. She'll look to bring it across the timeline now. Up to Stirrup, and reaching foul will be called on the Falcons. I'm not sure
this one's going to go on Jordan Pella. On Pella, that's her third personal. That's already the fourth team foul, and we have 5:21 to go in the period, so a good chance that Johnson County may be shooting some free throws here.
Thunderbirds with possession of the ball. 5:20 remaining in the third. Rother on the right side looks to drive all the way. She puts up a layup. No good. BD with offensive rebound. Denied by Pella. Falcons coming the other way. Hayner on the left side bringing it up for them. Now here's Mahler on the right side. She's back in the ballgame. Hayner thought about the three. Now Wallman will take the three, and she connects for the Freeman Falcons. Savannah Wallman with her first field goal of the ballgame. It's a three-pointer.
Shaggle just a freshman. 5'6", nailed that one from deep in the corner on the left side.
Thunderbirds back the other way. Cabrera's looks to get inside to Beatty. She does. Back out to Cabrera's. Start up top. Looks left, now goes right to Cabrera's. Cabrera's skip pass over to Rother. Rother will take the three from the left side off the iron. No good. Rebound by Wallman. Now Hayner will bring it across the timeline for Freeman. Up to Mahler. Now back to Hayner up top. Mahler again on the right side. Over to Wallman on the left side. Hayner back up top. Inside to Hendera. Mahler for three. It's good for Savannah Mahler. Her first field goal of the ballgame. It is a tray. 4:10 remaining in the third.
So now the freshmen are stepping up and nailing threes here in this second half.
4 minutes remaining in the third. 30-9, your score. Lubin will bring it the other way. Puts up a shot. No good. Beatty with the offensive rebound. Her layup up. No good. Gets her own rebound back. No good off the glass.
Over three on short shots.
With the rebound. Skip pass up to Verhuizen. Verhuizen looks to go up with the reverse layup. No good. Knocked out of bounds. Possession will go with the Falcons.
The thing that Freeman's been able to do very well tonight is deny the inside pass. They're not able to get the ball into Ashley Beefy at 6'2 in there. They just deny that pass. There really, for all practical purposes, has been no inside game whatsoever tonight for JCC.
Verhuizen inbounds it to Hedera for the Falcons. Up top to Wallman. Now Verhuizen will take the three from the right side. And she hits Brooklyn Verhuizen with her fourth three-pointer in this ball game. Extends the lead to 33-9 for the Falcons. 3.5 remaining in the third quarter.
17 points now for Verhuizen.
Cabrera's with it on the right side. Skip past to Lubin on the left side. Now Klein up top. Klein will shoot from three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Lang. Now Verhuizen brings it across for the Falcons. Verhuizen looks to go to Wallman. She does. Wallman, pull-up jumper. Off the iron, no good. Rebound is chased down by Lubin. Now Lubin will bring it up to court for Johnson County Central. Up to Cabrera's on the right side. And Cabrera's jumps goes out of bounds and turns the ball back over to the Falcons.
Well, Cabrera's, in my humble opinion, was assisted on her trip out of bounds over there.
I think a lot of the fans thought
so. She got hammered pretty well, knocked out of bounds, but the ball goes back to Freeman.
All right, Verhuizen with it up top for the Falcons. Wallman on the right side. Now Verhuizen back up top, almost lost it, corrals it. And she will give it off to Wallman on the right side. Now Verhuizen back up top. Johansson on the left side. A skip pass over to Lang on the right corner. Wallman back to Verhuizen up top. Wallman on the right side. Looks to drive. Looks to go all the way. Not there. Scramble for the ball on the floor. Wallman somehow gets it back, and she gets absolutely smacked. And Wallman will go to the line to shoot two shots for the Falcons.
Maya Strock is going to be called for the personal. On Maya, that is her first team foul, number three of the quarter. And they'll be at the line here shooting two shots.
I don't know about you, but I could hear that slap through the headphones.
Is this Indira?
Wallman.
Wallman.
Wallman's free throw in and out, no good. It is Wallman's first attempts from the free throw line.
Into the ball game now, Savannah Mahler back onto the floor, checking in.
Wallman has the ball back at the free throw line, takes a couple dribbles, bends her knee. A shot is on the way. That one is good for Shiloh Wallman. She's 1-for-2 from the free throw line. 2:20 remaining in a third, 34-9 your score. Rother with it on the left side, looks to get it to Klein. Rother has it deflected, gets it back. Now Klein over to Strzok up top. Cabrera's on the right side. Cabrera's thought about the three. Klein up top. Now Rother on the left side. Rother will fire from three. She connects. Sonny Rother with her second three-pointer of the ball game. And timeout will be called on the floor.
2:04 to go, third quarter, 34-12. JCC trails. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dalton Knippelmeyer back with you. We're in Adams, Nebraska tonight at Freeman High School. The girls' varsity game has 2:04 remaining here in the third quarter. It's 34-12. Freeman on top. This is the first half of a basketball doubleheader that we have for you. Coming up next, the boys' varsity game and what I think should be a pretty good matchup between Johnson County Central and Freeman. That boys' game, the second half of our doubleheader. Ready now to move back to live action here in the girls' contest.
2 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Freeman with the 34-12 lead over Johnson County Central. Wallman brings it across the timeline, gives it to Mahler for the Falcons. Reach and foul will be called on the Thunderbirds, and it's on Cabrera.
That's her fourth personal. Team foul number four of the quarter on the Thunderbirds. She will leave the ball game with four personals. Checking in to replace her is Bailey Stirrup, who started the ball game. Stirrup back on the floor.
Mahler inbounds it to Wallman for the Falcons. Wallman now back to Mahler on the left side. Wallman looks to get it to Pella, knocked away. Mahler has it back. Now to Wallman up top, and she steps over the center line, over and back will be called, and possession will go back to Johnson County Central. Minute 47 remaining in the third quarter, 34-12 your score. Falcons over Thunderbirds. Serve inbounds to Klein. She'll release for three from the corner. Just long, no good for Ava Klein. And scramble for the ball on the floor. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow favors the Falcons.
Harley Lubin tied her up under there. Harley is a scrapper, right?
Yeah.
Called the basketball games when her mother, Emily, was playing high school ball along with her aunt. They were twin sisters. And you see a little bit of the Sherman scrappiness in there getting after that loose basketball.
Falcons have the ball back. Baller on the right side. Now to Wallman in the corner. She'll fire for three. No good for Shiloh Wallman. Offensive rebound by Rennie. Her putback is no good. Scramble for the ball. Mahler has it back up top. Now Wallman can't handle it. Ball goes over her head, out of bounds. Possession back to the Thunderbirds.
The sad part of this story is that Johnson County has far more turnovers than they have points in the ballgame.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been a lot better as far as turnovers on Freeman's side. They've had an awful lot of turnovers of their own.
Thunderbirds back with the ball. 1:05 remaining in the third quarter. 34-12, your score. Klein lobs it in to Strzok in the middle of the paint. Travel is going to be called on Maya Strzok if possession will go back to the Falcons.
No place for her to go with the basketball to dribble it. She was just surrounded in the paint.
Four girls around her. Wallman up to Pella in the front court. Now laying in the left corner. Gets it knocked away. Johansson recovers it for the Falcons. Rother throws it back in. Almost tipped it out of bounds. Wallman looks to drive inside. Foul is going to be called on Maya Strzok.
On Strzok, that'll be her second personal. That is team foul number 5 of the quarter, so we will be shooting. And I think we're going to be sending Wallman to the free throw line. She'll be shooting 2 shots. She's 1 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. Has 4 points.
44 seconds remaining in the third quarter, 34-12, still your score.
Savannah Miller on the floor now for Freeman.
Wallman's free throw up and good. Her second made free throw of the ball game. Now 2 of 3 from the line for Shiloh Wallman. She has the ball back, bends her knees, releases the ball just short. No good for Wallman. Tie up underneath. The possession arrow will favor the Thunderbirds.
Well, Jordan Pella, for all practical purposes, had that rebound, but Harley Lubin didn't see it that way. Lubin reached in and tied her up.
40 seconds remaining in the third. Thunderbirds back with the ball. Klein on the left side up to Lubin. Lubin now dribbles left. Looks to go baseline. Looks to go all the way. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Maya Strzok. Now she looks to put up a shot. A little Euro step up. No good. Lubin almost had it, but Rennie comes down with the rebound. Here's Mahler bringing it up the right side for the Falcons. Picked up by Ava Klein. Now double-teamed by the Thunderbirds. Gets it to Wallman. Wallman now back to Mahler up top. Now Wallman on the right side. Almost has it taken away. Foul is going to be called on Harley Lubin.
On Lubin. That will be her first personal. That's the 6th team foul, so of course we're shooting here.
And Wallman will go back to the free throw line to shoot 2 shots for the Falcons.
Wallman 2 out of 4 from the line tonight, has 5 points, all of those here in this third quarter.
35-12 your score. Freeman over Johnson County Central. Wallman shooting 2 shots for the Falcons. Her first one is up and good for Shiloh Wallman. She's now 3 of 5 from the charity stripe for the Falcons. She has the ball for her second free throw, releases it. Off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Lubin for the Thunderbirds. Now Strzok has it back to Lubin. Lubin will bring it back across, and Lubin will put up a floater for 3 off the front of the iron. No good. End of the third quarter. The Freeman Falcons lead the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds by a score of 36-12.
We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny, 101.3.
Back here in Adams, Nebraska, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds visiting the Freeman Falcons. Start of the fourth quarter in the girls' contest in this girl-boy doubleheader tonight. 36-12 your score. Falcons over Thunderbirds. Falcons with possession to start the fourth quarter. Hainer will hand it off to Lang. Now Lang over to Vierhuizen on the right side. Vierhuizen duck down past the hole and denied by Ashley Beatty off of somebody's foot. Hainer gets it back for the Falcons. Holland will look to drive on Beatty. Now Lang with a jumper from the right side in the short corner is good for Taylan Lang. Her first field goal of the ball game for the Falcons. Thunderbirds come back the other way with it. 38-12 your score. 7:20 remaining in the contest. Stir up up top. Now Klein on the left side. To stir up in the corner. Stir up for three. Off the iron. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds. And it'll go the other way, favoring the Falcons.
Maya Strock down there battling after that loose basketball that went off her fingertips and got away out of bounds. Strock will leave the ball game. Checking in to replace her now is Martinez in for the first time tonight for Johnson County Central.
Falcons back with the ball. Hainer walks it across the timeline. Now to Vierhuizen on the left side. Back up top from Hainer. Gets the screen from Holland. Hainer will look to go all the way. Now through the hands of Lang. Out of bounds. Turned over back to the Thunderbirds.
Natalie Martinez is a 5'10 senior, making her first appearance here in the varsity contest.
6:50 remaining in the contest, 38-12 your score. Stir up on the left side for the Thunderbirds. Over to Klein now on the right side. Falcons set back in a 3-2 zone here. Stir up up top. She'll pull a long three. Bailey Stir up with her three off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Hendera. Falcons push the ball up the court. Vierhuizen into Holland. Nice pass from Vierhuizen to Faith Holland. And Faith Holland will get her first field goal of the ball game for the Falcons.
I was almost surprised when that went in.
Yeah.
They just had the short shots just have not fallen on the east end for either team tonight.
Now Klein on the left side looks to get it inside to Beatty. She does. Ashley Beatty layup up and good for the Thunderbirds. Her second field goal in the ball game. Ashley Beatty now with 4 points. Vierhuizen puts up a shot for the Falcons on the other end. It is no good. Foul will be called, and Brooklyn Vierhuizen will go to the charity stripe to shoot two shots.
I think Bailey Stirrup's going to get tagged for this one. On Bailey, that is her first personal team foul number one on the Thunderbirds.
6:02 remaining, 40-14 your score. Falcons over Thunderbirds. Vierhuizen's first free throw is up and good. She is now 2-4 from the free throw line.
18 points in the ballgame.
And Ashley Beatty will leave the ballgame for the Thunderbirds. Harley Lubin checks back in. Vierhuizen's second shot on the way is also good for Brooklyn Vierhuizen. And her total is now 3 of 5 from the charity stripe.
19 points. She had 21 the other night against Auburn.
Thunderbirds back with it the other way. Cabrera's in the corner. She lost the handle on it. It goes out of bounds back to the Falcons.
Into the lineup now for Johnson County Central. Sonny Rother back onto the floor. Rother in replacing Ava Klein.
5:50 remaining in the contest, 42-14 your score. Thunderbirds trailing the Falcons. Hainer has it up top for the Falcons, down the left side to Hendera. Looks to lob it into Hainer. She does. Hainer almost lost it. Throws it back in bounds to Sunny Rother. She'll go the other way for Johnson County Central. Rother looking to go all the way. Knocks it off her own leg. Falcons racing the other way. Hainer has it. Hainer. Everybody absolutely left her. She lost. She dumped it off to Brooklyn Vierhuizen. I don't know how she did that. But Vierhuizen will get the layup, and Hainer will get the assist.
19 points now, I believe, for Vierhuizen. Maybe 20. I'll add them up.
Thunderbird's back with it. Cabrera's in the right corner. Now Rother's thought about the three. Cabrera's will try from three. Off the iron, no good. Weerhuizen with the rebound for the Falcons. Has it knocked away. Hayner has it, though.
Weerhuizen has 21 in the ballgame now.
Hayner will walk it across the timeline for the Falcons. Now Hayner will put a move on Cabrera's. Hands it off to Johansson. Johansson to Weerhuizen on the right side. Now Johansson in the right wing. Dump to Holland. Holland's layup up and good. Faith Holland was her fourth point in the contest.
You can tell Ashley Beatty's on the bench here the way they're getting into Holland. Timeout of the four with 4:29 to go in the ballgame. It's 46-14. Freeman on top. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular. So you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back here in Adams, Nebraska, 4:25 remaining in the contest. Thunderbirds back with the ball, substitutes into the game. Harley Rays on the left side, now up top to Williams. And Weber tried from three for the Thunderbirds, no good. Wallman will bring it the other way for the Falcons. Come down inside to Rennie. Now back out to Mahler. Mahler shot up, no good. Out of bounds, possession will go back with the Falcons. 4 minutes remaining in the contest. 46-14, your score. Falcons will inbound it. Wallman will throw it in. Now to Lang on the right side. Gets it to Pella. Pella dumped down to Rennie. Rennie shot up. No good. Foul will be called, and Reagan Rennie will go to the free throw line.
I have to wait till they post it. The foul's going to be on Martinez, Natalie Martinez, her first personal. Team foul number two, but it's a shooting foul.
Rennie's first free throw on the way off the back iron. No good for Reagan Rennie.
5'9 freshman is Rennie, seeing varsity time here.
Rennie with the ball for a second free throw on the way. That one is also no good for Reagan Rennie. Offensive rebound tracked down by Lang. No good with her shot, and there's Savannah Mahler. She gets the putback shot for the Falcons. Thunderbirds come the other way with it. Here is Weber up top inside to Rays. Now Williams, the left side to Sage Rother. Rother will take a couple dribbles, look to get it to Rays. Harley Rays down to
Reyes.
Falcons take possession back. Wallman will come the other way with it. Hands it off to Lang. Lang will dribble right, now to Pella. Pella dribbles left, hands it off to Wallman. Wallman almost lost it. Pella gets it back for her. Mahler up top to Wallman in the left corner. Now over to Lang on the right side. Here's Pella on the right corner. Dumped down to Rennie. Rennie layup up, no good. Wallman tries for the offensive putback. It's no good. Rebound will come to Trinity Williams for the Thunderbirds. She'll bring it across the timeline for them. Sage Rother now on the left side. Gets it to Weber. Molly Weber, a 5'8 freshman. Williams will try for three off the glass. No good. Ball tips out of bounds. Possession will go to the Thunderbirds. 2:39 remaining in the contest. 48-14, your score. Falcons lead the Thunderbirds. Subs in for the Falcons. Weber will inbound it for the Thunderbirds.
Alyssa Eisenbarth in the game now for Freeman.
Weber gets it in to Rother. Now that's Weber on the left side. Williams up top now. Gets a screen from Reyes. Williams looks to go all the way. Has it knocked away. Eisenbarth's coming the other way for the Falcons. Gets cut off by Sage Rother. Now Sage Rother applying pressure. Timeout is going to be called by the Falcons. 2:18 remaining in the ballgame, 48-14 your score. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back in Adams, Nebraska for the girl-boy doubleheader of high school basketball, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds visiting the Freeman Falcons. We are in the fourth quarter of the girls' contest, 2:18 remaining. Falcons with a 48-14 lead over the Thunderbirds. Menzel will inbound it for the Falcons. She gets it in to Eisenbarth, and Eisenbarth has it poked away by Reyes. Possession back to the Falcons.
Pressuring defense by Harley Reyes on the far side. Batted that basketball away, knocked it out of bounds.
Menzel will inbound it again for the Falcons. She gets it in to Eisenbarth. Eisenbarth dribbles left, and foul is going to be called on Sage Rother. That is Rother's first personal in the game.
Third team foul.
Yep. 2:12 remaining in the contest, 48-14, still your score. Lane inbounds it to Schaff. Now Lane gets it back in the corner. She'll try for three. Off, no good. Gets her own rebound. Lane has it back up top. Now to Menzel in the right corner. Menzel hands it off to Lang. Lang looks to dribble right. Gets cut off by Martinez. Now dumped down to Rennie inside. Rennie now pressured by Sage Rother. Kicks it back out to Schaff. Now Eisenbarth up top for the Falcons. Has it poked away by Weber. Weber going the other way for the Thunderbirds. Her layup up off the glass. Good for Molly Weber with her first points of the ball game off the bench for the Thunderbirds. 48-16, your score, minute and a half remaining in the contest. Now Menzel with it in the left corner. Cut off by Weber. Menzel gets it back to Lang. Lang up top now for the Falcons. Pressured by Sage Rother. Lang being... Maybe a double dribble. Maybe she had it poked away. I'm not sure. Anyway, a foul is going to be called.
Harley Reyes picks up her first personal, the 5'9 freshman. A lot of freshmen seeing action here tonight for Johnson County. Score by quarter, Johnson County scoreless in the first quarter, 4 points in the second, 8 points is all they got in the third quarter, and 4 points thus far right here.
Lang going up the right side for the Falcons. Her layup up, no good. Reyes with the rebound for the Thunderbirds. And tie up, there's going to be a tie up underneath. Possession arrow will favor the Thunderbirds. Minute and 3 seconds remaining in the contest, 48-16 at your score.
Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game wrap-up show. We'll look at all the numbers from this one. That's coming up right after the game.
Rother brings it across the timeline for the Thunderbirds. Williams looks to drive on the right side. Has it poked away, and possession will go back to the Thunderbirds.
Taylor Lang with the defense there to swat that basketball away and knocked it out of bounds for Freeman.
Weber will inbound it for the Thunderbirds into Reyes in the left side. Goes through her hands out of bounds, turned over back to the Falcons.
Harley Reyes was like that football receiver to run with the ball before he caught it there. Didn't see it coming, went right through her fingertips.
50 seconds remaining, 48-16 your score. Eisenbarth with it up top for the Falcons. Now gives it, has it poked away by Williams, and she loses it out of bounds. It'll go back to the Falcons. Nice defense there from Trinity Williams to poke it away from the Falcons. 40 seconds remaining in the contest. Menzel inbounded for the Falcons. She gets it into Rennie. Now Rennie will take a couple dribbles and hand it off to Eisenbarth. Eisenbarth up top with it now, guarded by Reyes. Reyes almost pokes it away. Eisenbarth still has it. Now gives it to Rennie on the right side. Rennie looks to drive, looks to go all the way. Her layup up, no good for Reagan Rennie. Rebounded by Menzel. Eisenbarth thought about the three. She backs it out. Now on the left side is Lang. Lang looks to drive right, gives it to Rennie. Rennie thought about the jump shot. Now takes it right on the baseline. Williams pokes it away. Possession will go back to the Falcons. 8.2 remaining in this contest, 48-16, your score. Mental inbounded for the Falcons. She gets it up and into Reagan Rennie. Rennie guarded by Weber, hands it off to Lang, and Lang has it poked out of bounds, and possession will go back to the Falcons. Some nice defense there from Molly Weber for the Thunderbirds. Lang will inbound it for the Falcons. She'll look to get it in, gets it into Menzel. Menzel for three from the corner. Off the iron, no good. Buzzer sounds in this girls' varsity contest. The Freeman Falcons with the 48-16 win over the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds.
We'll take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Farm Bureau Financial Services postgame show after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Happy holidays, Nemaha County. At Nemaha County Hospital, our team wishes you and your family joy, laughter, and most importantly, good health this holiday season. Take intentional time for good self-care, cherishing your loved ones, and gift yourself the peace of mind that comes from proactive health care. We appreciate your trust in Nemaha County Hospital for your health care needs, and your well-being is truly the greatest gift of all.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our post-game show is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. Now with a look at the final numbers, here's Randy.
48-16, your final score. The Freeman girls with the win. Individually, let's look at the numbers for Freeman. Leading the way, Brooklyn Vierhusen, another big night offensively. 21 points to lead the Lady Falcons. 9 points for Dakota Hainer. She got all of those in the first half. Shiloh Wallman, a freshman, came in the fourth quarter and got 6 points. 5 points tonight for Savannah Mahler. Faith Holland finished with 4. 2 tonight for Taylan Lang, and Ruby Hendera added a single point for the Freeman Falcons, total of 48. From the free throw line, Freeman went 9 out of 17 at the charity stripe. For Johnson County Central, Sonny Rother led the way tonight. She had 8 points, all of those coming in the first quarter, or in the second quarter of the ball game. Ended up with 8. 4 points tonight for Ashley Beathy. 2 points each for Molly Weber and Harley Lubin for Johnson County Central's total of 16. From the free throw line, JCC hit 4 out of 8. They hit 50% from the line. Score by quarters, the Freeman Falcons led 6 to nothing after one quarter. Freeman was up 21-4 at the half. It was 36-12 after three quarters before going on to a 48-16 win tonight for the Freeman Falcons. With the win, the Falcons improved their record to 6-1 on the year. Johnson County Central falls to 5-4 on the season.
This post-game scoring recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. Farm Bureau Financial Services, it's your future, let's protect it. We're going to step aside for about 13 or 14 minutes here, take a little break, and get our pregame show arranged and be ready to move into the second half of a doubleheader, the boys' game between Johnson County Central and Freeman. That'll be coming up in about 13, 14 minutes, somewhere along there. Right now, we're going to send it back to Kurt Kilman, back of the Sunny 101.3 studios. He'll keep you entertained. Don't go away. We'll be back with more basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.